This is the podcast for the Language for Presentations page of eapfoundation.com. For more information, visit www.eapfoundation.com. On this page, you will find some language for presentations, also known as signpost phrases. Many of these are similar to, or the same as, the lecture cues a lecturer uses. They are another example of the formulaic language used in academic contexts. You do not need to learn all of these phrases. Your basic aim is to be able to use at least one phrase for each function. For example, expressing purpose and showing the structure in the introduction, using transitions between sections, referring to visual aids, and concluding. How many more you learn after this is up to you. Presentations usually have many visual aids and transitions, so it would be useful to learn two or three different phrases for these functions. On the other hand, you will only state the purpose once in a presentation, so one phrase is enough for life. Let's begin with introductions. The introduction is a crucial part of any presentation. There are many functions which you need to achieve. Greet the audience, express your purpose, give the structure, give the timing, and handle questions. Phrases for all of these are given in the box to the right. For greeting the audience, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, everyone. For expressing the purpose, my aim today is, what I want to do this morning is, I'm here today to, for giving the structure, this talk is divided into four main parts. To start with, I'd like to look at, then I'll be talking about, thirdly, my fourth point will be about, finally I'll be looking at, giving the timing, my presentation will last about 20 minutes, and handling questions. At the end of my talk, there will be a chance to ask questions. I'll be happy to answer any questions you have at the end of my presentation. Let's turn to visual aids. It's important to be able to refer to your visual aids appropriately. Some useful phrases for visual aids are shown to the right. Examples are, as you can see here. Here we can see, if we look at this slide shows, if you look at the screen, you'll see, this table shows, I'd like you to look at this. Let me show you, let's have a look at, on the right you can see, let's turn to transitions. A vital part of any presentation is transitioning or moving on to a new section. Why is this so crucial? Mainly because of the difference between listening and reading. When you are reading, you can easily see where one section or paragraph ends and another begins. This is not true when you are listening. To help with this, good academic speakers, whether in presentations or lectures, give cues to signal the end of a section. This helps the listener understand the structure and follow the main points. Some useful transition phrases are shown to the right. Examples are, let's now move on to, I now want to go on to, this leads me to my next point, which is, I'd now like to turn to, so far we have looked at, now I'd like to turn to, now other phrases. There are some other phrases which are useful in a presentation. These include giving examples, summarizing a point or section, and making a digression. Examples of giving examples are, let me give you an example, such as, for instance, a good example of this is, phrases for summarizing are, what I'm trying to say is, let me just try and sum that up before we move on. So far, I presented phrases for digressing are, I might just mention, incidentally. Finally, concluding. The conclusion, like the introduction, has several functions which you need to achieve. Sum up the main points of the presentation. Conclude by giving a takeaway message. Close by thanking the audience. And invite questions. Phrases for all of these are given in the box to the right. For summing up, you can say, summing up, to summarize, so to sum up, to recap, let me now sum up. Phrases for concluding are, let me end by saying, I'd like to finish by emphasizing. In conclusion, I'd like to say, finally, may I say. Phrases for closing are, thank you for your attention. Thank you for listening. Phrases for inviting questions are, if you have any questions or comments, I'll be happy to answer them now. If there are any questions, I'll do my best to answer them. Are there any more questions? Finally, on this page, there is a checklist for presentation language. Use it to help you prepare. Items which you should be able to do are, greet the audience, state the purpose, give the structure of the presentation, inform the audience about timing and handling questions, refer to visuals using appropriate language, give transitions between sections, sum up and conclude, thank the audience and invite questions.